All right, everybody, welcome back to day two of Podmas.
Happy Podmas day two.
You came back. You made it through the first day and you returned.
It's like the first day of a new club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say a job was no. Clubs are way more fun.
Yeah, you liked it so much you came back for a second time.
Sure did.
And it is, wait a second. What's it? No, this is going to be Thursday, not Tuesday.
Right. Tea time Thursday.
Tea time Thursday. Yes. Right. So this is coming out on Thursday. On Thursdays, we are going to talk about the tea.
We're spilling some hot tea.
Juicy, juicy gossip worlds of celebrities.
Yeah.
Pop culture, stuff like that.
I have some hot tea.
And she does. So Sarah came with a bunch of headlines for us to talk about.
I have one skill, and that's celebrity gossip.
I love this for you. So you're going to be the Thursday champion of this.
Yeah. Thursday champion.
So what's going on in the world of celebrities?
So I heard through the grapevine that a certain actor named Zac Efron is not good in bed.
Where was this heard?
I heard it on TikTok.
Oh my God. But like, what was the evidence behind this?
Some girl at a bar met him in Hollywood and slept with him, and then she said that he's not good in bed.
Really?
So it's not like solid.
It's
hot
not solid.
Tea,
I wonder.
It's just
if,
really interesting.
I wonder if she followed up with proof at all, or if she just did it for the clicks.
I would love to see that proof. Maybe it's on a certain website that we that it's inappropriate to look at.
Like porn?
Like
does
Pornhub?
Is he on porn?
I don't think so.
Okay. Even I was like, what?
Okay, wait. Wait, what's happening?
I think that would be a bigger headline if that was true.
Yeah.
If Zac Efron was on Pornhub.
I think that she signed an NDA though, but like the person who said it didn't. So they're like, I can tell you this because I didn't sign an NDA, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
So that's interesting.
Well, I mean, there could be a thing too if someone's so good looking. They might not try as hard.
He's also gay, so I don't think it's true.
Zac Efron's gay?
Yeah.
Did he come out?
He didn't come out, but that's...
I'm telling
you.
Someone? I don't think he's gay.
I have very reliable sources that say that he's gay.
Who?
I can't say who it is, but I'm telling
reliable
you. Reliable
sources?
Reliable. Somebody who knows him.
What? How is this coming... Is it a family member?
It's a friend of the family member.
A friend. Oh,
but he's like he's in Hollywood and like he
okay.
knows. And he worked with him on set or something.
Could it be bi?
I don't.
I feel like he's not totally gay.
So.
I don't know.
I think that it makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get a gay vibe from him at all.
I think that's the whole point, right? Because like his image is like manly and like not that gays aren't
maybe,
manly
but,
or
like,
macho,
like,
but yeah.
Is he like dating women?
That's what the
tabloids
say. Is he
currently dating someone? Let's
yeah,
see.
But that's like for his image though.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. None of this stuff is ever confirmed, right? Like
right.
I don't... When I hear stuff like this, I'm just like, until someone comes out with a, you know,
but he will never
a quote or a statement, like, it's all just rumor, right?
Rumor has it, except that it might not be an actual rumor.
Okay. So he is dating someone named Vanessa Valadares.
That is fake news.
But they're reportedly over.
Yeah, see, I told you. Fake news.
Well, straight people can break up.
No, no, they can't.
Just because they broke up doesn't mean. Okay, that's interesting. That is some tea.
That's just yeah.
That's shocking to me. Okay, what's the next? Next on our list.
Oh, do we want to talk about the Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello breakup?
So, well, that kind of ties in nicely because a lot of people think he's gay.
Really?
See, this is shocking to me because I believe that
one.
Way more than Zac Efron. And you're shocked.
I haven't heard that before.
Who seems more feminine to you, Shawn Mendes or Zac Efron?
Okay, but...
Look at Shawn Mendes.
But that's not his image. His image isn't like...
But you don't think he's gay.
I don't not think he's gay. I just didn't hear that rumor that he was.
Oh, that's been going on for a while.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, a long time people have been saying that.
Ooh, maybe Shawn Mendes and Zac Efron will start dating.
Maybe. That'd be hot.
That'd be exciting.
That'd be hot.
Wow. Good for them.
Are they around the same age?
I don't know. We'll Shawn Mendes is young, I think.
Let's see. Shawn Mendes. Fuck me. Age.
I think he's 25. I want to say he's 25.
He is 23.
Oh, young.
How old is Zac Efron?
Zac Efron's 32.
You know for sure? 34. He's my age.
Oh.
So 34 and 23 is a big age gap.
They don't start dating then.
That's very, very, that's a big gap, nope. In my opinion.
Shawn Mendes needs to grow up a little bit. and then we'll see.
Holy shit, hot tea on this episode. I love it. Okay, yeah. What else is there? What else you got?
And some happy news, Lindsay Lohan got engaged.
I heard this. What does her boyfriend do? Is he famous or?
I'm a little weary on the details, but I'm happy for her.
Let's see who she's engaged to. Lindsay Lohan boyfriend. Badar? Shamas? Let's see what he is. He is, I don't know if he's anyone, to be completely
I'm sure he's someone. But you know what, though? It doesn't matter who he is, because I'm just happy that she's in a better place now and she's back into acting and she seems to be turning her life around. So that's good for her.
I love that for her. I also heard that she is starting a podcast.
Is she?
Apparently.
Does she want to come on our podcast?
You know, that's going to be a hard sell.
She would be a really interesting person to pick.
I mean, I'd love to talk to her. This is her second engagement. She was previously set to marry Russian millionaire Igor Turabasov before their split in 2016. So she was engaged before.
Russian millionaire gives me bad vibes.
Yeah. What Good does this her. New guy do, though?
He's probably a Russian millionaire.
It is
2.0.
He is the assistant vice president at Credit Suisse.
Credit Suisse? What the fuck is that?
Credit or Suez? Suez? That seems to make more sense. Suez in
Credit
Dubai.
Suez?
Oh, so he's in like finance.
A bank man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lindsay, go for the money.
Go, girl.
I can't say I blame her.
But she has her own money. She don't mean it. She's not with him for his money. She's looking for the happiness.
Sure. Sure, let's go with that.
I don't know her.
It must be very hard as a celebrity to maintain relationships is the thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so, like, if you're engaged, great. Track record's not great. But do it and see. Maybe they'll be meant to be.
I feel like every celebrity couple is a PR stunt. I never believe it. I'm like, yeah.
If both are, though. Like, if this guy's not a celebrity.
That's true.
So this makes sense. Fine.
Yeah.
This
but, like, fine. Everybody else.
Everybody else. Which I think we have another headline.
We do. I heard that Kim and Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are dating now.
Yes.
But the reason why they started their relationship is to get people to stop thinking about Astroworld.
So, okay, I think, number one, this whole, all these celebrity couples, you know, the Machine Gun Kelly, Travis Barker, all these scrawny dudes getting these hot women.
I don't think Kim Kardashian's hot.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that a hot take?
That's a very big hot take.
I don't think she's hot at all.
Really?
I don't think any of them are hot. Well, I mean, Kylie kind of.
You can't look at them and go, they're attractive people. Really?
No.
That's not wild. At all. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Because I think they're beautiful. You can look at someone and go, you know, I don't get the it was like when Richard talked about Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I don't think that was necessarily Richard saying she's not like pretty.
Yeah.
It was him saying, I don't get the big fuss.
That's but how I feel about Kim Kardashian.
There's no way you can look at Kim and not go, like, she is in, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Conventionally, by all conventional standards, good looking.
By conventional standards, yeah. Yes. By society standards,
and
sure.
And also what you think is beautiful.
Yeah.
She does not appeal to me.
She does not. She does not appeal to me. I would not fuck Kim Kardashian.
Really? I think she's pretty hot. Mm-mm. But, like, just this whole movement of, like, these hot women going for these guys is so funny to me because there's no other situation. Like, there's no female equivalent of Pete Davidson.
That's true.
You never see an attractive woman with a hot ass man.
There's no such thing.
You might, it probably does exist. Somewhere. It's probably more common than I think, but I just mean like in the celebrity scope, in the mainstream media,
it doesn't
happen. You don't see it a lot.
I think Machine Gun Kelly is really hot.
I actually think it's
pretty hot. And tough. Megan Fox is also really hot. They're a hot couple.
They are pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Also like, it's going to be so sad when they break up.
Because
that shit is not going to last. There's no way.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling he's going to be the one to end it.
Yeah. I feel like she gets broken up with a lot.
And that, there you go, right there. Looks her in everything.
Crazy.
Do you think Megan Fox is beautiful?
I do. I love her. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's really hot.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Sarah's high standards.
I have higher standards than Hollywood does. What's going on here?
I mean, she is stunning. And you're right. They are a very, they're a very couple. Striking couple.
Yeah.
Very
That's
striking.
Why together.
Also, her obsession with astrology.
That's why I love her.
Is so funny. She was like on a podcast talking about how essentially like her and Machine Gun Kelly are like twin flames. And like based on their charts.
See, this is why I love her so much. I'm like, man, you might be a little bit crazy, but you're a crazy astrology bitch. This makes sense.
She's also very smart.
She is.
And
she's
like that's something people don't catch with her. She actually has a really high IQ apparently.
Yeah.
And she's knowledgeable on stuff.
Do you know who else is really smart and that comes off crazy? Kanye West.
Yeah, I could agree.
He's
with that.
He's a very.
It took me a second. I
you're like what?
Because I think because there's like it's kind of like the crazy hot scale where it's like the hot and the smart scale where it's like I think Kanye's craziness outweighs his smart.
Really?
Sense.
See,
he is so insane and so unself-aware of like the words that come out of his mouth. That like that makes me feel like he's actually dumber than he is.
See, I completely disagree.
Oh,
I think he knows exactly what he's talking about, and he's way smarter than what is perceived. And yeah,
and maybe it's just our perception of him that is skewed. You know, that
and I think that he's really self-aware. I think that he knows that he needed help for a while, and like he's been asking for help in ways that might not seem normal. And no one's been giving him the help that he needs.
So let's just do a quick Google.
Actually, I think that he got diagnosed with bipolar maybe last year or something.
Oh, was it bipolar that he has?
I think so.
Because I saw like a headline recently that was like just insane. It was about Kim and like getting Kim back or something like that. Let me just do a quick little Google here. Kanye West continues his plea to get my family back together in 5-minute Thanksgiving prayer.
Can you blame him though? He's just trying to live his best life.
He wants to try.
But yeah, I think that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are dating to distract everybody from the whole Astro World thing.
I could see that for sure. I could see that, and I could also very much so see the influence of my sister has one of these skater boys, and I want one too.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that being a big thing. She's like, oh, Courtney and I actually think that more so than the Astro World. I think that's probably the bigger factor.
I don't think so.
But we know it's probably both.
Yeah, probably, most likely. The Astro World thing was really bad.
That was
and
fucked.
He's not going to come back from that anytime soon.
No.
So she's like, what if I start dating Pete Davidson? That should do it.
That should distract him.
Yep.
What else we got in the world of celebrity? I think we have one more thing, don't we?
Oh, I have another weird conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
That Beyonce is the reason why they don't talk about like the Jeffrey Epstein trial anymore is because like Beyonce and a bunch of other big celebrities are actually like a part of that trial or a part of that thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I saw that on TikTok. So there's no like real articles about it. And I try looking for it and there's nothing out there. But,
really? I wonder who else is involved.
Jay-Z.
Oh.
I think Kanye West too.
I mean, really just any rich.
Any rich, high profile celebrity, which I think makes a lot of sense because I do read a lot of conspiracy theories about Hollywood that makes sense. But
why does it make sense?
Because they're all like, they're all a little corrupt, I think.
Is it because they're so rich that they were probably involved in some way?
I think it's because they're all in rich and powerful statuses.
Yeah,
and when you're in that kind of status,
things.
You kind of get into the same stuff that Jeffrey Epstein got into.
Which is unfortunate because I would like to think that Beyonce would be smarter than to get into all this stuff like that.
She...
You know, like
I never liked Beyonce. I'm gonna be real.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan.
I think that she could be the leader of the Illuminati if she wanted to. And I think that she may or may not be the leader of the Illuminati, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to pick up the hot takes where we left them because that was a hot one.
Sorry,
that's
Beyonce.
It. Please that's
don't
it for
come
this
for me.
Episode. That's what we got.
That's what we got.
That's the tea.
That's it. That's the tea, sis.
That's the tea, sis. All right, that's it for day two of Podmas. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Or hear you tomorrow. Hear us tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you
TTYL.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.